Old Pass Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. And wow, wow, wow. Are there ever people upset and going bonkers over this issue of the transgenders? And they're trying to basically make it illegal for you to speak out against them. And they're trying to use the powers of the federal government, the beast system all over the world to shut up preachers. That's really who they want to shut up, by the way. It isn't the social media influencers. It isn't the, because they're all going to give in to the Antichrist. Okay, they're all going to eventually give in. They all have their, you know, your Jesse Lee Peterson and your Matt Walsh and those, they're going to give in to the Antichrist agenda. The people that are not going to give in to the Antichrist agenda are going to be the Bible-believing, born-again Baptist preachers and teachers and Christians that are saved by the grace of God, that have their sins forgiven them, and understand the reason we do what we do is because of this book. And that's the only reason we do what we do. We don't do it for any other reason. And I'm knocking stuff around here. We don't do it for any other reason besides that. And because of that, the fight is on. It just is. It's gonna be on. That's the way it works. And they want to shut people down. And God's people need to keep banging the drum of these things. We can't give in and let up. We got to keep banging the drum. We can't just let it go. We're not some bad song on, what was that called? What was that? Let It Go. I forgot what that was called. Anyway, that was gay. That gay song on that gay movie. Right? We can't just do that. We got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. The souls of men are at stake. The next generation of children are at stake. That's it. That next generation. I'm looking out at that next generation. And I'm telling you, if we don't properly prepare them, they're going to transform them into something that you will never recognize. And all of these movements, what they do is destroy. They absolutely destroy the future. And that's what their goal is, by the way. Satan's goal behind it. Satan's goal behind it is to limit population. That's the goal. Is to limit the population and to turn everybody into a bunch of freaks. So my last broadcast was on transgenders. That was on Monday. Transgenders and chest feeding. Satan wanting to replace mom, right? I preached this I preached a couple years ago. I preached a couple years ago how Satan wants your job. That's just it, he does. Well, we're going to go a little bit different. I want to talk about the legal aspects. Somebody said, well, they must hate mothers. Whoops. They do hate mothers. They do hate them. They hate anything traditional. They hate anything biblical. They hate anything that God did. They want to pervert, because that's what Satan... You have to understand the spirit that's behind this. Again, tonight, I'm going to be preaching another message on the prince of the power of the air. I called it Satan, the prince of the new world order. The next one will be the prince of the power of the air. Tonight, 7:45 p.m. Central, 5 hours and 35 minutes from now. I would say be there or be square, but somebody will think I'm a Mason if I say that. So, oh, that's funny. Anyway. Don't worry, they don't like me either. Not a problem. All right? Isn't that right, Joey Mack? Huh? Joey Mack knows. I sat in the car with Joey Mack, didn't I, Joey? Real flesh and blood Joey. Right there. Had some of the best coffee I've ever had at that little place. Joe, that hotel was unbelievable, man. I am still grateful for that, man. That was a nice place. That coffee was good. It might have been because I had 4 shots of espresso. Guy looked at me and he's like, "You sure about that?" I'm like, "I'm sure, buddy." I was like, "Bring it on." Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I want to bring my wife there. I want to bring my wife to England. I want to take her to England. I definitely want to take her to England and Ireland. But I want to see some things when I go to Ireland if I take her there someday. So we'll see what the Lord allows in the future, right? I know I'm going back to Europe. I know that's going to happen. I don't know when. I just know I am. I'm going, and who knows? Maybe, just maybe, I'll be knocking on Ross Duncan's door. It's Scotland. I'll just knock on his door one day. Whoa, where'd you come from? Right? Right. I preached out there in that square. I liked preaching down there. Those Scottish people. They think just like the Americans do. That guy is crazy. Man, I cranked that amp up. I told him, crank that amp up. Carl went for a walk like a block away. He's like, "I can hear you all the way down there." Oh, that was funny, man. Oh, that was good, man. That was a good time, man. Good time. Oh, that was funny. I know, I keep laughing at my own jokes, but it was great. Oh, man. When I got up on that, when I got up on that mic. Oh, that was funny, man. Oh, Ross Duncan. I'll see him again someday. Lord willing. Anyway. So we're going to talk about what the government's doing all over the world to promote the gender ideology, the gender dysphoria ideology, where mixing up of the children, the complete and utter destruction of their brains and destroying them. How they're confusing children. And they're doing it on purpose, and they want it. The government wants to make it illegal for you to disagree. Right? They want to make it illegal for you to disagree. They don't want you to be able to disagree with what they're promoting. They don't want you to be able to oppose it. They believe, like the Greek form of government, that they own the children. And they want to control them and let you not say a word about it. That's what they want to do. They want to shut you up. And then if you speak against it, or you don't affirm the satanic practices of confusing children, then they want to shut you down. They want to throw you in jail. You know, Paul made an interesting observation when we were out there preaching. When we were out there preaching, these girls, if you remember the video, these girls, they were dancing around, these 17, 18-year-old girls were in public dancing around, looking provocatively at the camera, basically seducing the camera. Andrew would turn away from it, move it, get it out of the way, get it out of there, because they wanted to use it. Well, here's the thing. Brother Andrew made an observation that John the Baptist was killed. John the Baptist was killed while that kind of music was playing and that kind of dancing was going on. Right? Brother Paul made the observation that, hey, John the Baptist was killed when that music was playing. And that dancing, that perverted dancing was going on. You think about that for a second. That's the spirit that you're up against. I want to remind you of something always. On a second. I want to remind you of something. It's very important. And I know we talk about these verses a lot. But we need to remember them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That word for is the same word as because in this context. No, there's not an error in the King James Bible. It means the same stinking thing. There's nothing wrong with the word for. There's something wrong with how dumb we are now. But there ain't nothing wrong with the word. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He's saying because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's why you got to have your armor on. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Excuse me, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth. I'm telling you, your loins. Do you know what loins are? They're the strength of a man. The loins. The core of a man. Have your loins girt about. He's not talking about your physical body. He's talking about the same thing Peter talked about. Gird up the loins of your mind. The battle is in the mind. Because if you look at that, he says it here. Let me show you. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Also called the reins, right? The loins, the space on each side of the vertebrae between the lowest of the false ribs and the upper portion of the os ilium or haunch bone or the latter portion of the lumbar region. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children. Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So we go back to Ephesians 6. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We'll pray for you. Sorry you're going through some trials there, but God will bring you through them. Trust him and just do what he commands in his word. God bless his obedience. So you and I have to remember. That there's a war going on, and it is a spiritual war. And you know what? I like information that men like Matt Walsh put out about, you know, different things. I like that stuff. I'm thankful for some of that information, right? I am. Right? I'm thankful for it. But I understand also that
really the objectives right. that we have.
They don't have the answer. We have the answer. We have the spiritual answers that are necessary. We have the answers that are necessary, that are needed. They don't. They don't have the answers. Never have and never will. They will never have the answers. Unless they turn to the gospel and they're saved by the grace of God, they will never have the answers. They are cultural warriors only. I am not a cultural warrior. I'm a Bible preacher, which means I'm at odds with the culture, yes. I'm at odds with the current world system. Remember, Satan is the god of this world. But if our gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And hey, listen. Paul used some of modern people that would talk about things. He used, and they weren't right. He talked about a poet of their own. He talked about it. But the Bible says that the god of this world hath blinded their minds. Satan is running this world system. That's what that means. That's why the Bible says to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't love this world system and be a Christian. It's a nasty, rotten, putrid system. It's what it is. What is it? It's Antichrist. The whole beast system is. It is an antichrist system. Designed for destruction. And that's who they are, and that's what they do. And they want the beast to control all language. Which we'll get into AI again. We'll do another AI update sometime in the future. Because that's all going to be part of it. This whole transgender thing is, the AI movement is part of the transgender thing. I'm telling you, it is. They're going to chip them. Mm-hmm. They're going to chip them. It's all going to be part of it. I'm telling you, it's going to be part of it. It's coming. Let's look overseas first. New CPS guidelines sees parents charged with domestic abuse for refusing to pay for their child's transgender treatment. Now, it used to be that, you know, the people that would hold these ideologies or would want to chop the genitals off of children, they would be the sickos. Oops. Hang on a second. I hit the wrong button. That one. Oh, I see. I'm being falsely accused by somebody bragging in my sermons how enticing and seducing they are. That's not bragging. That's telling the truth. That's the scriptures. I muted them forever. They are muted forever. The troll is gone, muted forever. Anyway, I am the troll destroyer. They asked me, muted for 5 minutes, muted for this broadcast, or muted forever? And I said, forever. Boom! Hey, you want to hear something funny, guys? All these brave people that were mad at me, the concerned citizens of Steele County that were all mad, and none of them showed up to look me in my eye and to say a word to me of rebuke to me, besides the people that put on the event themselves, which they had to be there. None of them showed up. Bunch of keyboard commando tough guys, tough girls, whatever you want to call them. Guess what, though? By the grace of Almighty God, the men of Old Paths Baptist Church, we went there and preached in the face of everyone hating us there practically. We went there and preached the gospel to those people. We loved them. We told them the truth. Amen. There you go. New CPS guidelines sees parents charged with domestic abuse for refusing to pay for their child's transgender treatment. By the way, you know there's going to be opposition when 82 people are on here. You know that's going to happen, right? Like, you know. The more popular this broadcast gets on Rumble, the more the trolls are going to, like, glitch out. They're going to glitch out. Now, everything at hand here. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Live Patriot stream. Thanks for letting me know. Hey, I enjoy listening to Tucker Carlson talk to anybody, even though I don't agree with him on everything, and even though I understand he's not a New Testament Christian, he's not born again, I can't help but chuckle at the things he says, and some truth that he gives. See, I'm not a culture warrior, right? I see through, and I can give you the truth, because I'm a Baptist preacher, a Bible-believing Baptist preacher, that my filter and my sword is the Word of God. It is not this world. It is not what is popular. Anyway, so That's interesting. All right. Anyway, new CPS guideline sees parents charged with domestic abuse for refusing to pay for their child's transgender treatment. It's from the Daily Mail originally. Feminist campaigner Maya Forstater was hit out at CPS guidelines, has hit out at CPS guidelines stating parents could be charged with domestic abuse for refusing to pay for their child's transgender treatment or not using their preferred pronouns. Wait a minute. So what you're saying is if that's the Daily Mail, that's kind of a nasty channel. Won't go there. If you don't use the preferred pronouns, if you don't use them, well, okay. Says the reconnection. You went offline. Sermon audio just says went offline. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Hang on, let me see what happened. I have no idea. Says I'm on Sermon Audio. It says it's on now, but I don't know. Let me check. It says I'm on now. Let's see. All right. Somebody text me and tell me if I'm... Go ahead. Vicey family listening. Okay. I'm guessing I'm back on. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to have Andrew check OBS out because for some reason, OBS just like crashed on me for the second time in 2 days. Okay. Let's see here. Well, I think I'm back on. Yeah, it drops my numbers way down. Okay, so I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to get some clarification from somebody whether I'm on. I guess I can look on. Okay. I guess so. Jake says he has no issues. Rumble, I don't know why it kept shutting down. I wonder if I'm streaming in too high of a resolution. I'm not sure. I'll have to check it. Yeah, I lost. I always do. I always lose like 30 people. It crashes the system down and I lose like 30 people. Last time it was OPB or OBS that shut me out. I don't know. I guess we're back on here. Let's see. We'll just keep going. So let me know if you all can hear me. Just go ahead and message. Okay, I'll put a message on here. Tell me if you can hear me. All right. Okay, well, we'll just keep going. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. That's annoying. Well, we had some trolls on, and then all of a sudden I lose contact. So I don't know what the deal is, why it crashed OBS, but I'll find out what to do about that. I have no idea, but we'll get to the bottom of it, figure it out. All right, here we go. So Maya Forrester has hit out at CPS guidelines stating parents could be charged with domestic abuse for refusing to pay for their child's transgender treatment or not using their preferred pronoun. Updated legal guidance for prosecutors that was quietly published by the Crown Prosecution Service last year includes a list of examples of abuse of trans and non-binary victims. So they're calling this abuse. One is withholding money for transitioning, while another is refusing to use their preferred name or pronoun. So in other words, basically, they want to make it illegal. If you don't want to pay for your child's transition, they want to make it illegal over in Europe, over in England, over in the UK. That it's illegal for you to refuse that, to pay for that. What's next? Well, if you refuse to buy your child a car, we're going to throw you in prison for it. We're going to charge you for it. That's a crime. That they're going to charge you for it. It's a crime now for you to do that. Really? So if I don't want you mutilating the genitals of children, then that's a crime. And to top it all off, they want to stick a gun in your face. The government does. And tell you if you don't do it, we are going to throw you into jail. So you not only have to accept it, you gotta pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, we're gonna throw you in jail. We're gonna charge you with a crime. Think about that for a second. Withholding money for transitioning while another is refusing to use their preferred name or pronouns. So in other words, they want you to accept their insanity. And if you don't, they want to put you in jail for it. and say that that is child abuse. Now, here's how you know you're dealing with a bunch of witches. This is how you know that the people that are operating under this have Satan's spirit in it, in them. Because it's the absolute opposite. It is the absolute opposite of the truth. They are the ones that want you to pay for them to abuse your children. Because it's child abuse to sterilize children. To chemically castrate children and to sterilize them at a young age before they can even discern anything. Let me explain something to you. Children go through confusing times. During puberty and other times like that, they go through confusing times. Their minds and their hormones and everything else is at a confusing time. They have weird feelings about things. They feel very strange about things. They're starting to understand the difference in men and women, boys and girls. It's totally normal for them to go through confusing things. That's not abnormal. That doesn't mean they need to try to change their gender. It means they need to accept the way that God made them. That's what it means. It means they need to learn to accept the way that God made them. They need to have parents and people that love them around them that reassure them of things. They need to have parents that uplift them and encourage them, and that the way that God made them is correct. Look, there are things that I do with my son, different activities that we do, different types of work that we do that promote manliness. There are things that ways that I spend times with my daughters that encourage them in what God has gifted them with. You're to encourage them. You're to teach them that God made them the right way. There's nothing wrong with their body. They weren't created wrong. They weren't made wrong. They're not in the wrong body. There isn't some huge mistake that happened and they need to be in a different body or they need to be a different sex. Or a different gender. We reject the modern day Alfred Kinsey, John Money, perverted psychiatrist that was doing experiments on babies and children. We reject their science, and I'm going to expose those devils, and I'm going to show you exactly where that stuff came from in a tasteful manner as best I can. Which will be very difficult to explain to you who these devil-possessed doctors were and why everyone bases their gender ideology on them. On their scientific research. That isn't very scientific. They were a bunch of devils. Torturing devils. You'll understand that when we go through that sometime soon. So withholding money for transitioning, they want to make that illegal. Refusing to use their preferred pronouns. Right? That's got to be illegal. You don't want to use their pronouns? Oh, you're going to jail. They want us, like, when we're on the street preaching. When we're on the street preaching. Oh, you didn't use their preferred pronouns? No, I'm not a part of your acid trip. I'm not tripping. I'm sober and in my right mind. I'm sober in my right mind. No, I don't believe what you're... I ain't smoked what you're smoking. The third adds body shaming or criticizing the victim for not being a real man or woman if they have not undergone reassignment surgery. Well, that's going to be illegal. You can't body shame them. You can't criticize that victim for not being a real man or woman. You can't do that. If you do that, we're going to throw you in jail. We want to pass a law. So over in the UK, they want to pass a law. That if you say something against that, well, you can't shame them. So, you're going to be arrested. You're going to be charged with a crime. Can you imagine it? What are you in for? I told some creepy tranny dude that he wasn't a woman. Sitting in jail. So, what are you in for? I told some creepy tranny dude he shouldn't try to go into the girls' bathroom because he's not a girl. What are you in for? I didn't use the proper pronouns. I didn't know what they were. And even if I did, and I could imagine standing before a judge. Did you use improper pronouns to describe? And I look at them and say, I did it and I will do it again. Gender identity is not the same as anatomical sex, they say. Gender identity is what you know your gender to be and can only be decided by the individual for themselves. That, my friend, is insanity. That is insanity. I am what I think I am. Today I think I'm an Oompa Loompa. And everybody told me that I am an Oompa Loompa. Therefore, I am an Oompa Loompa. That's what I am. Because everybody tells me that I'm an Oompa Loompa. Everybody around me has to affirm what I am. So they affirmed that I was an Oompa Loompa. Therefore, I'm an Oompa Loompa. Oh, that's how it works, huh? Gotcha. You see how stupid that is? But Romans chapter 1 says, once they're given over to their vain imaginations, because that's what happens. They're absolutely given over to their vain and foolish imaginations. Their foolish heart darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Gender identity might be the same as assigned sex. Cisgender. Don't call me a cisgender. That's stupid. You're a cisgender. Oh, you're a cisgender. And they always say it with that stupid lisp. Oh, you're a cisgender. Because I have friends that are cisgenders, and then there's transgenders, cisgenders, every other gender. It's stupid. Who plays into their dumb garbage? It's stupid. Cisgender. It's stupid. Or different to assigned sex, trans. Gender identity is not the same as sexuality. Trans and non-binary people identify as heterosexual, gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, asexual, aromatic. What in the world is aromatic? Aromatic. What in the world is aromatic? What in the world is aromatic? Among other identities, trans people know their gender to be different to that which they were assigned at birth. Trans is an umbrella term, which some non-binary people feel part of, but not all. Oh. Some feel a part of that, some don't. We want to make it illegal. Just like this broadcast, we want to make it illegal. You can't talk like that. That could be it, Mrs. Bicey. That could be it. That could be it. Many trans people have a binary gender identity, male or female, but not all. Some will have taken or been given the opportunity to take steps to align their bodies, dress, name, pronoun, social identity, to be congruent with who they know themselves to be. Prosecutors should be aware that this process called transitioning is not easy. It takes many years. Some trans people, it is not medically or socially possible. Listen. Some may not want it in any event. I don't even know what that means. Like, seriously, I don't even know what that means. It's like a bunch of gobbledygook. It means nothing. It literally means nothing. Some examples, they say here, some examples of how trans and non-binary people may be abused by intimate partners or family members include. That means. What in the world does that even mean? Using the process of transition or coming out as a form of control. Threatening or sharing pre-transition images. Don't you dare do that. Body shaming or criticizing the victim for not being a real man or woman if they have not undergone reassignment surgery. Minimize or disregarding the abuse of blaming the victim's perception of their hormones. Oh, that's what I just did. I said some things are just hormonal. Oop, you're going to jail. Withholding money for transitioning. Targeting sexual or emotional abuse towards parts of the body they're ashamed of, forcing the victim to expose scars. Wait, you mean like making them actually prove they're a boy or a girl? Now, obviously, we don't condone that. You shouldn't be in a situation like that. But, like, making them actually prove they're a boy or a girl? They're saying that's illegal. Now, again, we don't uncover ourselves in front of people. But the point is that they're saying, well, yeah, if you ask them to do that, it's terrible. The guidance should conceivably apply to wives abusing their transgender husbands or vice versa. Even children referring to their parents as mom or dad, if they have to. Oh, this is the Daily Mail. There we go. Feminist campaigner Maya Forrester is hit out. We talked about that. Let's see. One is withholding money. The guidance could conceivably apply to wives abusing their transgender husbands or vice versa, or even children referring to their parents as mum or dad. That's what they do overseas. Mum. Mum. They do in Europe, my mum. We don't call them mums. We don't have any mummy. Miss Forrester, who last week won more than 100,000 pounds in compensation from a think tank that dropped her over her view that people cannot change their biological sex, claimed the new guidelines showed how the CPS has been ideologically captured. She told Mail Online, parents of children who identify as transgender should not be seen as abusers if they do not affirm their child as being born in the wrong body. Yesterday, an employment tribunal ordered that Ms. Foster, 49, should be paid a total of 106,404 pounds by her former employer, including $27,000 for injury to feelings and $64,000 for loss of earnings. Right. Pay up. See, the updated legal guidance for prosecutors that was quietly published by the Crown Prosecution Service last year includes a list of those examples. Although the guidance was updated more than a year ago, it was noticed by Mumsnet users today, many of whom were critical. A press release put out by the CPS in April last year made no reference to the new passages on transgender and non-binary people. The guidance was introduced to reflect the changes brought in by the Domestic Abuse Act of 2021, according to CPS. As a result, a consultation on the document, the CPS updated it in December and announced that children affected by domestic abuse would automatically be treated as victims regardless of whether they were present during violent incidents. What? Reacting to the section on transgender and non-binary victims, Ms. Forrester said the whole thing is written in the language of gender ideology and does not accept that other people in a relationship may not see their husband or wife or their son or their daughter as truly being the opposite sex. Could you imagine being married to a woman and then all of a sudden she says, I'm a man? And you're like, what in the world are you talking about? What are you talking about? Reaction to the section, right, on transgenders. Oh, and then trans widows, wives who discover that their husbands cross-dress and then want to be women are some of the least heard voices. They are often the victims of coercive control. Their husbands lie to them and spend family money on women, clothing, trips away, hormone surgery, and everything. They often have no one to turn to, as all the authorities and services that are meant to help are busy affirming their husband. Wow. She added, the CPS has shown itself again and again to be ideologically captured. They have produced materials telling schoolgirls they must accept males in girls' toilets. That's what they call everything. They don't call them bathrooms over in Europe. They're just like, you stop off somewhere, you walk along, you say, man, where's the bathroom? They're like, you want the room to bathe in? You want a room to bathe in? We have no room to bathe in. Oh, where's the restroom? Restroom? You want to rest? You want to rest? Oh, you're looking for the toilet. The toilet. Say the toilet, man. The toilet, mate. Oh, yeah, the toilet. Sorry. It just sounded so vulgar to say the toilet. Fabian, you don't know how many times that I have thought about that. Pat from Saturday Night Live skit. You know how many times I thought about that years later? I remembered that a few like months ago, and probably a couple times I remembered that. Oh, you want the toilet? Oh, yep, sorry, the toilet, yeah. Excuse me, pardon me, toilet. Everything's called the toilets. Oh, I'm like, oh, okay. Took me a while to figure that out. Then I figured it out after Carl had to go like 875 times in one airport. Oh, sorry. 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 Breathe. Take a breath. Worse than a woman, Carl. Oh my goodness. I didn't think the guy was ever going to get out of the toilet. He like lived there. Where's Carl at, Mary?
Toilet. Toilet.
He went twice. He went 10 times as many times as Mary did. 10 times. I think he was looking at himself in the mirror. He was fixing his hair. He's fixing his perm. Carl was fixing his perm. That's what he was doing. I'm right, ain't I, Mary? I'm right. No, and you know what? In the morning when we're ready to go and get out of the house, who do you think it was? You think it was Mary? You think we're waiting on a lady? You think we're waiting on Mary to fix up her hair and do everything? No, it's Carl going. Ew. Ew. It it's Garo fixing his hair, fixing his mullet like 365 times before we leave. Oh, that was funny. Oh, man, I'll never forget that. That was funny, man. And you know I had to give him a hard time. You know I did. Then Carl gave me a hard time. He's like, yeah, but you use hair gel. Yeah, I do use hair gel. And it literally takes me 3 seconds to put it in my hair and walk out. You're going, on. Hang on. We'll see what happens. All right. It says you're here. Let's see. We'll see. Somebody respond. Okay. Back up. Are we good? I don't know what the deal is, why that keeps doing that. I'll have Andrew look at it tomorrow or tonight and figure it out what's going on with that. I don't know. I think we're back on. All right, good. We just lost a few seconds. I do not know what the deal is with that. Maybe it's Carl and he's hacking my system because he's mad because he was perming his hair and I caught him. I don't know. It says 80 people are watching right now, so we're here. Okay. So Mumsnet, users also hit out the guidance. Another wrote, so if my husband decides he's a woman, I could be arrested for telling my husband that I don't agree. He's still a man and he's not spending $20,000 for our savings on a breast job. Mumsnet users also hit out the guidance. One said the section on pronouns was surely compelled speech. Another wrote, so if my husband decides he's a woman, I could be arrested for telling my husband I don't agree. The guidance under the subheading trans and non-binary victims claims gender identity is not the same as an anatomical sex. Gender identity is what you know your gender to be and can only be decided by the individual for themselves. Gender identity might be the same as assigned sex or cisgender. We talked about those things. So here you go. That's what's going on. That is what they want to accomplish. All right. Let me sign into this because I do have this. Here's an article. Even Elon Musk gets in the game. Right? And let's see. Elon Musk. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is once again speaking out against transgender politics, calling upon parents to fight back and protect their children from this ideology. Time for parents to fight back, the billionaire wrote on Twitter on July 9th in response to a TikTok video posted by an irate father. I'm literally on fire right now, said the dad, who goes by Joto Javin Gavin on TikTok. He explains in the video that he had just spoken with his wife, who took their two sons to the doctor's office for routine physicals before the new school year. My 9-year-old son went in first, and the first thing this woman asks him is if he identifies as a boy, a girl, gender fluid, or non-binary. He fumed. My son, he's never heard of any of that before. The dad went on to note that his son, who has been seeing the same doctor since he was born, is clearly a boy's boy. Questioning whether the doctor was trying to plant a seed in his child's mind, he continued, "The only thing I could be thankful for is that my wife took them instead of me. And props to my wife because she said something. And if she didn't, they would have asked my 7-year-old son the same blank question." The father also had message for those who approve of doctors discussing such matters with children. There's something wrong with you. You have to ask the question, why in the world would a doctor want to say that to a child? Easy. They're recruiting them. They're planting the seeds in their mind. That's why. That's what they're doing. They're planting seeds of doubt into the mind of those children. Mr. Musk, who has a 19-year-old child who identifies as transgender, has been openly critical of transgender ideology. In recent months, he has used his newly acquired platform, Twitter, to crack down on the use of the terms cis and cisgender, which are often used by transgender individuals to refer to heterosexual people. Revealing this change in a June 21st Twitter exchange, he noted repeated targeted harassment against any account will cause the harassing accounts to receive a minimum temporary suspension. The word cis or cisgender are considered slurs on this platform. He also previously condemned the performance of gender reassignment procedures and surgeries on children. In an April 14th Twitter post, the SpaceX CEO wrote, "Any parent or doctor who sterilizes a child before they are consenting adult should go to prison for life." They want to sterilize children. You understand that? It's Satan's way of population control. God said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it." Every child goes through an identity crisis before their personality identity crystallizes, he said. "Therefore, we shouldn't allow severe, irreversible surgeries or sterilizing drugs that they may regret until at least they're age 18. When children are young, they're trying to figure out what they are. Like how things work, how they work, how their body works, how their mind works. Different things that happen along the way. And when wicked things are put before their faces and before their eyes, when that is the case, then what happens is it messes them up. It confuses them. Any sexual exploitation of children at a young age, any exposing them to sexual things at a young age will do that, be it heterosexual or be it homosexual. Anything like that confuses children. That's why you're supposed to keep it away from them. By the way, this is why I am consistent as a pastor and as a Christian from many years ago. I do not believe in children being boyfriends and girlfriends. I do not believe in children getting into relationships with the opposite sex at a young age. We reject that ideology. Why? It confuses them. I grew up as a young child being exposed to having a girlfriend at a young age and having girls around me and having liberty to have girls around me. And it sends confusion. It sends the wrong signals. It changes your focus on life as a young person. As a young person, you're supposed to be growing. As a young person, you're supposed to be learning about trades, and you're supposed to be learning how to work and learning about who you are. And as young ladies, they're supposed to be learning to nurture children and to cook and to clean and to care and to use that creativity. And as a young man, you're to learn to work and different trades and to fix things and to work on things and to grow. You're not supposed to be looking at a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old that's not supposed to be kissing a girl. Not supposed to be having a relationship with the opposite sex. Their lives are not supposed to be sexualized. Yes, of course, as young people get older, they're going to think about getting married. They're going to think about the opposite sex. Like I said in my sermon on Sunday, that is normal. There's nothing wrong with you to think about those things. It's wrong for you to lust in an unlawful manner on those things, but it's not wrong for you to think about the future and being married and noticing that, wow, as a man, wow, girls are pretty. Wow, you know, one day I'm going to be married. That's not sinful. That's not wrong. Or young ladies to say, man, someday I notice men, and yeah, wow, yeah, I'm not a man, I'm a woman. And notice the difference and think about their marriage. There's nothing wrong with those things. That is normal life. But children are not to be sexualized at a young age. They're not to have sexual contact with the opposite sex. They're not to develop a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. You want to know why? Because it steals their heart. They give their heart away. Their heart is given away then at a young age. And emotionally, it messes them up bad. Badly messes them up. When I was a young boy and I was growing up, I had experiences with girls and different things like that and different relationships with girls, and it was wrong. It was sinful, and it messes with your mind. It's not cute. These junior high proms and these high school proms and these junior high dances. It's not cute. It's sinful. The Bible says it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Until they're married. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. But in other words, basically what they do is so what I'm saying to you is I'm consistent. I don't believe in exposing children to sexual contact, heterosexual contact, or homosexual contact. It's wrong. Children are supposed to just grow up and enjoy life and learn and grow and not confuse their emotions, their brains and their emotions and their their makeup is not ready for those things yet. They're not emotionally ready to tackle those issues. That's why children in Baptist churches or independent fundamental Baptist churches that are allowing that boyfriend, girlfriend garbage and dating and spending time with the opposite sex and doing all, it's wrong. You're leading those children into temptation. Relationship with the opposite sex is for marriage. It's for marriage. Boyfriend and girlfriends are sexual encounters. People today letting their young children in churches have those relationships. It's sinful, it's wrong, and you're teaching the same ideology as the transgenders are and everyone else is. The average youth department today in a church is garbage. They're havens for dating and relationships. That type of relationship is for marriage. It's to prepare for marriage. It's not for anything else. And children are better off without any of those things until they're older, till they come to the place where they want to be a wife. And they're mature enough to be a wife or a husband. So it doesn't matter what it is. It's defiling to a young person. Good for him, Fabian. Good for him. It's just wrong. It's not God's way. And when you have, so you literally have had fundamental Baptists and Christians sexualizing their children or allowing them to be sexualized through movies, through videos, through television, and through relationships and through social media. And it's happening now everywhere. It has been happening, and you're not going to back it up. And then the same argument is going to be said. The transgenders use that same argument. They say, well, what's wrong? I mean, you guys let them have boyfriends and girlfriends and everything else. And then society tells them there's something weird because you're pure. There's something wrong with you because you're pure. There's something wrong with you because you're a virgin. There's something wrong with you because you have never fornicated. There's something wrong with you because you've never slept with a woman or a man. Because in this transgender identity issue, in the ideologies of these people, let me tell you what it is. Their ideology is wrapped up in sexual encounters. That is how. And let me tell you what happens to people. Let me explain this to you. Listen very closely to this. When you are trained by being sexually active at a young age, when you are trained and exposed to things at a young age. What happens to you is every relationship with the opposite sex in your mind is sexualized. Because that's all that you know about them. That's all that you know about them. But, so what happens is when you get saved by the grace of God, you start to have to develop relationships as an adult, as a man, and in whatever capacity you're in, as a worker, and not looking at the opposite sex as just a mere sexual being. So you look at somebody else's wife, or you look at somebody else's daughter, or you look at somebody, and you have to train yourself by the Holy Ghost of God to view people not in a sexual manner, but in the way that God has said. Why do you think Paul is giving these instructions? Look. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Coming from a life of a hellion like I had, coming from a life of a fornicator like I had, You have to train your mind in this way. It has to be literally trained this way. Yeah. It's got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because all your lost life, you were trained to view women, view the opposite sex, for what you could get out of them. That's just the truth. I'm being real with you. It's just the plain truth. That's why better for you to never have your mind and heart defiled by that sin. Than to have it defiled and have to rewire your brain. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the renewing of your mind, by the Word of God, to be able to look differently. Have to. That's why we do what we do. That's why I preach the way I do. That's why I preach on things that I preach on. That's what I warn on the things I warn on. That's why I preach loud on those things without apology. Because I get it. I understand. I know. So that's why in this statement that Elon Musk made, as far as, you know, understanding the things that he's right about that. Others around the country have shared in the tech executives' concerns, protesting at school board meetings over the gender ideology that is being taught in their children's schools. Meanwhile, more and more individuals who underwent body-altering surgeries as minors are speaking out about their regrets over those decisions, with some even filing lawsuits against the hospitals and medical professionals that perform those procedures. Mr. Musk's condemnation of child sterilization through transgender surgeries goes hand in hand with his stated opposition to anything that threatens human civilization. For instance, in recent years, the tech tycoon has frequently voiced his concerns over the declining birth rates, what it could mean for humanity. Low birth rate is underappreciated as casual in the fall of civilizations, he contended in an April 16th Twitter post. Rome was having birth rate issues even during the reign of Caesar. In July of 2022, tweet, the father of nine wrote this, doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far. Well, I would argue it's their biggest fear that they face, the biggest danger they face is their rejection of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In God's way, which includes being fruitful and multiplying and replenishing the earth. I'm doing my best to do my part. We have number eight on the way. Just had a doctor's appointment yesterday. All is going well. Keep praying for us. Baby's doing good. Mr. Musk's commitment to advancing civilization would appear to be the driving force behind all his endeavors. Well, then he gets into some weird multi-planetary stuff, all that stuff. So, anyway, that's what you see that. You see that battle. Transgenderism is part of depopulation or population control. It's part of the agenda. Another one. Michigan House passes bill making it a felony to use wrong pronouns, findable up to $10,000. Huh? Michigan continues its race towards oblivion with its recent groundbreaking legislation, House Bill 4474, sparking a fiery debate statewide. The bill, which criminalizes harassment or intimidation through the misuse of pronouns, is one of the first in the country. The Democrat-dominated Michigan House of Representatives passed HB 4474 with a 59-50 vote on June 20th. The bill now advances to the state Senate for review. If approved, it will require the signature of fascist Governor Gretchen Whitmer for an enactment, which she intends to give. This new bill forms part of a package aiming to replace Michigan's Ethnic Intimidation Act, achieving the holy grail of progressivism. It effectively makes it a hate crime to induce feelings of terror, fear, or threat using words. House Bill 4474 goes beyond the original law, encompassing sex, sexual orientation, age, gender identity or expression, and physical or mental disability. By the way, it is not natural for you not to want children. Every married couple should want children. They may not be able to have children, but they should want them. It's not normal to not want children. That's not normal. That's not natural affection. To stop the production of having children is satanic. The very principle of birth control is satanic. You should, as a married couple, want to raise children. You should absolutely want that. Because God put that natural affection in everyone's heart. Right? It's natural affection, the way God made you. God made you to want that. So it's totally abnormal to stop that. It's totally abnormal to stop the process of having children. It's a satanic principle that you should not be practicing. Intimidate means a willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of another individual that would cause a reasonable individual to feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened, and that actually causes the victim to feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened. It doesn't take much for words or an act of violence crowd to feel threatened. The proposed legislation stipulates that deliberately using wrong pronouns with the intent to intimidate constitutes a hate crime. Convicted offenders would face a felony charge punishable up to 5 years in prison or a fine not exceeding $10,000. They are just itching. Support. Push that. They want to throw people in jail. For those things. Want to. Their goal. What they want to do. And they'll literally do all they can do to accomplish that. They just anyway. So we'll keep going here. Christian model Haley Bieber. Justin Bieber. Remember Alex Jones? Justin Bieber. Professing Christian model Haley Baldwin Bieber has joined hundreds of celebrities in endorsing a public letter from GLAAD that calls for social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to censor so-called anti-LGBTQ hate speech, including deadnaming, misgendering, and spreading misinformation about gender-affirming healthcare for trans teens. The letter, which is from celebrities, influencers, and prominent public figures with significant followings on social media, includes such names as Patrick Stewart, Demi Lovato, Zoe Deschanel, I don't know who any of these people are, Lena Dunham, Dylan Mulvaney, he's the Bud Light dude. It argues that dangerous posts, both content and ads created and circulated by high follower anti-LGBTQ hate accounts targeting transgender, non-binary, gender non-confirming people are thriving across your platforms, directly resulting in terrifying real-life harm. And that targeted misgendering and deadnaming of trans and non-binary people is widespread mode of hate speech across all platforms, utilized to bully and harass prominent public figures while simultaneously expressing hatred and contempt for trans and non-binary people in general. Their call action is that owners of these sites meet with them to address how they will censor and shut down hateful content that spreads malicious lies and disinformation about medically necessary health care for transgender youth. Accounts and postings that perpetuate anti-LGBTQ extremists, hate and disinformation, including anti-transgender hate speech, including targeted misgendering, deadnaming, and hate drips. It's a unsurprising move from Hailey Bieber, who has nearly 50 million followers on Instagram, despite being a professing Christian who is married to Justin Bieber, attends church home with Pastor Judah Smith, can occasionally be seen doing little mini Bible studies and scripture readings online with her husband, and has publicly stated, "I'm here to represent Jesus through me for other people for his will to be done." Haley has frequently bucked basic standards of Christian belief and practice, demonstrating a decidedly unbiblical worldview. Chief among her foibles includes routinely going nearly topless as part of her modeling endeavors, resulting in pushback from other believers criticizing her for scantily clad shots. She defended herself by saying this: "I've met Christian people that are just super judgmental. It made me feel like a bad person because I don't live my life the way they think I should live my life. And I felt weird about posting certain photos of myself or feeling like people in the church are going to see this. Am I doing something wrong? Am I setting a bad example?" And the reality is no. So showing your breasts off is not wrong. Saying it's not wrong for her to show her breasts off, right? She can show her breasts off. Don't shame her. Don't body shame her. How'd you like to go to church with some woman and you go to the church and then all of a sudden you click on her Facebook page and her breasts are hanging out there? That'd be great. That's great. That makes for a great Sunday, right? See, this is the world. But they want to shut you up. They want to shut you down. They want you. They absolutely do not want anyone speaking out against transgender ideology. And if you do, they want to arrest you. They want to charge you. They don't only want to arrest you for it. They want to arrest you for not participating in it. Do you get it? I've said this before. Do you remember? I've said this before. They don't want acceptance. They want participation. Do you see what these laws said? They don't want acceptance. They want your participation. You're not only going to accept it, you're going to pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, we're going to give you a felony. And if you don't call us what you like to, like what we want to be called, you're going to be arrested for it. You got to call us what we want to be called. Wow. Welcome to the beast system, the system of transformation. That's what it is. What the beast does. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed. By the renewing of your mind. That's the end goal. They want you to be conformed to the world. You're going to conform to us whether you like it or not. So is it illegal to reject transgender ideology? Not yet. The answer is not yet. They sure are working on it.
Once again, I face Satan this morning, and I battle him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sent reinforcements. And at sundown, I sang victory song. And the sun's coming up in the the glory, and like an eagle, well, I'll take to the sky. In a world filled with doubts and confusion, it's so hard when you don't solid foundation, and I'll hold to God's unchanging hand. And the sun's coming up in the morning, and every tear will be gone from our eyes. And this old the skies, this old clay is gonna give way to glory, and like an eagle, I'll take to the sky.
Okay, one more song, because this imagination of theirs reminds me of this favorite that I have on Evolution.
Oh, yes, I remember a poor deluded professor who used to sing me this song.
Billions and billions of years ago, a blob climbed out of the sea. He looked at the sky and yelled, "I'd like to fly," and poof, he sprouted some wings. He climbed up a tree to the very tip top. He jumped off a limb and he hit with a plop. He broke both his legs, so he started to hop.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Billions and billions of years ago. We know it's absurd and it doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years. Billions and billions of years ago, a frog went out for a stroll. The froggy went, "Brr, I could sure use some fur," and poof, hair started to grow. It grew on his hands and his little webbed feet. It grew on his head and it really looked neat. He thought, "I'm a monkey, I'll swing from a tree." Billions and billions of years ago.
Sing it, class.
We know it's absurd and it doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. We're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years.
Now, class, listen carefully. Oh, this is the best part. Oh, you're going to love this. Now, listen.
Billions
billions and billions of years ago, a monkey sat on a rock.
He said with a wink,
"I'm a genius, I think."
And oof, he started to talk.
Oh, yes, he did. The problems of math he could now understand.
He made a trombone and he started a band. He changed from a monkey right into a man.
Doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years. It sure seems to help to add billions of years.
Billions and billions of years ago.
Very good, lads, very good.
That was excellent. It really did hit the spot there, didn't it? On what the ideology is of the transgender movement. It is imagination. And unfortunately, it is vain and dark and wicked imagination. And it is the sexualization of children. It is exploitation. It is sexualizing them. And that's why we need to follow the Bible. We need to follow the scriptures as we raise our children. We need to be paying attention to the way that we raise them, that we do not teach them like the world teaches them, but we teach them like the Bible says, teach them. And that we take every single one of our, all of our understanding and wisdom and discretion, we take it from the Word of God. Not take it anywhere else. Not take it from anything else. Do not take it from the philosophies of men. But we do take them from the Scriptures, the authority for faith and practice. All right, everybody, pray for us. Pray for our ministry. This week, we'll be preaching at the Lumberjack event over in Stillwater, Minnesota. So hopefully they didn't turn the lumberjacks gay. Hopefully we have not a sodomite gay lumberjack festival here, but it's actually a heterosexual, normal, just a normal event of normal depravity and sinners. I'm sure there'll be homosexuals there. There'll be everything there. But it'd be nice not to be at one that's the main focus of everything. So anyway, you pray for us. I'll be back, Lord willing, on Friday. 2 p.m. Central Time, Friday. Okay? I can't believe it's already Wednesday. It doesn't even seem possible. This week is just flying by. This summer is going fast. We will be broadcasting live. Are you ready for your Saturday afternoon broadcast? From OPBC Live, broadcasting the preaching of God's word out in the open air. Okay? Praise the Lord for that. And you pray for us there, all right? Now, we'll be streaming live Rumble, probably YouTube as well. YouTube and Rumble. We won't put it on sermon audio because, yeah. Just not a, I don't put street sermon audio. If you want to find that, you go somewhere else. You go to our Rumble page, you go to our YouTube page. Probably be on there. Yep, we're going to the fair this year to preach to as well. Lord willing, that is. Okay. Also, pray for our ministry. Pray for us this weekend. Watch live this weekend. We had a lot of viewers. We had over 1,000 views on that video. Over 1,000. We have like 1,100 or something on that. So praise the Lord for that. So anyway, if you'd like to give to our ministry, You can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Here's the give button on our sermonaudio.com page. Right there, it'll, if you click on this PayPal button, it'll take you there. And it'll tell you how you can give there. Otherwise, you can mail something to us if you'd rather do it that way. Pastor Cooley, 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. We do Apple Pay, Venmo, Cash App, all kinds of other ways that you can give if you'd like to. Okay, some people have done cryptocurrency as well, kinds of things like that, okay? But please consider giving towards that. If you cannot give a dime, don't worry about it. You can pray and ask God to speak to somebody else's heart to give to the ministry. Amen? For the work of the ministry. Because remember, nothing's free that we're doing. Everything, going out there preaching, the driving, the equipment that we use, all of our online stuff, the expenses for internet, to have our two, you know, our everything, just all of our equipment, everything. Okay? So, nothing's free. So, but we appreciate it, and we love doing it, and I love doing it. And just pray for us this weekend, and God would bless all of our work. All right, everybody, God bless you. Take care. We'll see you real soon. If you want to tune in tonight on Rumble or Sermon Audio, 7:45 p.m., I'm preaching on Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 2, the prince of the power of the air. All right, God bless you. Take care.